Republican Representative Bill Thomas of Haines now holds a 2-vote lead over Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins. Here are the new totals as of Tuesday afternoon from Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai. Bill Thomas, 4,054. Jonathan Christ Tompkins, 4,052. Christ Tompkins watched the absentee ballot count in person today.
It's monotonous. It's literally feeding a ballot counter thousands of paper stock ballots.
But the counting is not over. More ballots could still arrive by mail. 2 more count dates are on the calendar, and anything can happen.
There are, I think, 167 absentee ballots that were requested but haven't come in by mail yet. So at least a couple of those, and probably some kind of percentage of those will come in by mail, and who knows what way they're going to swing.
Most of the question ballots were counted today. Most of the questioned ballots were counted on Tuesday, but there are 3 of those still remaining in Port Alexander. Thomas, also reached by phone in Juneau, called the election a seesaw and reiterated his worry about Southeast's clout in the next legislative session. He says he'll have a seat on finance but has already lost the chairmanship, and he noted that Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, though returned to office by voters, will no longer be co-chair of Senate Finance.
Very rarely has a district ever lost 2 co-chairs of finance in the history of the state. I think this might be the first time. You know, we're going to have to fight hard to get over it one way or the other. It'll put more work on either Jonathan or I. We'll have to work pretty hard, and I think there's less capital this year and more people that want it. So either way, it's going to be a tough battle for whoever.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.